welcome to today's episode of Uncovered Mysteries. My name is Anna, and I'm here with my two co-host investigators, Tiril and Daria. Please say hi, girls.
Hi.
Hello.
Yes, so today we're going to talk about ghosts and if there is a ghost at other high school where we're currently living. So what do you think?
Do you even believe in ghosts?
I definitely believe in ghosts. I think there are good ghosts as well. I only think there's good ghosts, actually. I don't think they're evil in any way.
I mean, I haven't experienced anything personally, but I think there might be something more powerful between heaven and earth that we don't know about.
Yeah, I just checked the Wikipedia and it says here that a ghost is a soul or spirit of a dead person or non-human animal that is believed to be able to appear to the living. I do think that some ghosts can appear to the living and can just be in specific place when they have still their purpose not fulfilled.
Yeah.
They have something to say or I don't know.
So if there is living a ghost here on our high school, maybe it's because it has something like unfinished business or something.
Yeah, exactly.
And I heard that there's the ghost is living in the 50 gang. I heard a rumor. Have you heard that?
Yes, people are starting to talking about it, actually.
Yeah, I heard it from Helene, our teacher.
Oh, what did she say?
She just told me there was something living there. I don't know.
In the 50 gang where we live?
Yeah.
Yeah,
I'm so scared about that.
That's really creepy.
Yeah, maybe we should ask someone who know more about it, who has a structure over it.
Yeah, I feel like we should ask maybe our headmaster Ingeborg. She hasn't been here for a very long time, but maybe she knows something about the story or knows who has been here for a long time and who knows more about the ghost.
Yeah, let's do it.
So now we have found our headmaster Ingeborg, and please say hi, Ingeborg.
Hi.
And we are gonna ask you some questions about this ghost living here in Ødehøjskole. What have you heard about it?
I am convinced that we have ghosts in Ødehøjskole because so many people have been here and they have had the time of their life. And there's also quite some people who have worked here and died here. So I suppose they are here.
Oh.
I'm not so good at finding ghosts myself, but
no.
I have heard about I think it's a woman, at least it's a grown-up person, in the older parts of the school, in the upper floors, where there is this grown-up. I don't know why, but in my imagination it's a woman, maybe the wife of the first headmaster.
Oh, that's creepy. Mm. Yeah.
And then I also heard about a child over in the new corridors.
that's also really creepy.
Yeah.
Maybe it's her child.
Yeah. Oh, that would be creepy. Yeah, but have you heard something about the 50 gang or where do you think it is? Like, do you have a specific place or is it just all over?
No, the grown up, the woman, or maybe the headmaster's wife, it could be Mrs. Dollerup. Maybe she would be in the 50s gang or in the ABC on the upper floors of the first school where we have our living room. If you go up and up on the 50s gang, maybe she's wandering around in 50 corridor because it was the first extra building on the Højskole. And she thinks, okay, wasn't it enough with my house?
But do you think that she has good intentions or what do you think, like, what does she want here on the Højskole? Why is she here?
Maybe she wants the present students to behave and go to bed at time.
That's probably it. Definitely.
So I'm sure she's kind.
Okay, that's really nice to know.
So you think she's looking after us?
I think she's looking after you and trying to correct you. So if you see her, maybe she has a message to you.
So do you think we can ask somebody to know more information about the ghosts?
Yes, if you can't find the ghosts, maybe you can ask the former headmaster. He's been here for almost 30 years, so I'm sure he knows more about them than I do.
Do you know where he is now?
Oh yeah, he lives just over there, two houses from here. You can easily find him. Just go down the road.
Cool, we'll do it. Thank you so much.
Hi, it's Tyrell
and Daria.
And we're live in on our walk to the house of the previous headmaster
to learn more about ghosts. So we are at the home of previous headmaster. And have you heard anything about it? Is it like rumors or is it real life stories? Can you tell us more?
Yeah, really, I've heard a lot about it from students, and it's not true that it's living on the 50 corridor. It's up on the roof from, you know, if you take the art room, and then from the 50 corridor, there's a roof up there, open roof, and the ghost should be living up there. So they can probably hear something on the 50 corridor. It's named Karen Dolleris. And Karen Dolleris was the first, was the wife of the first headmaster at the Højskole. And in many years we had a skeleton, and maybe it's over there still, that should be Karen Dolleris. And some, you know, I've had students who came to me and said, I can't live at the 50 corridor because we can hear something. So I have never met or heard her, because it's a she, and I've never heard her, but it should be true that there's a ghost.
So we heard from Ingeborg that there is a ghost with good intentions and that is good in general. What do you think about that?
Yeah, I think the ghost has very good intention. She has been taking, you know, she has been nursing the school for more than 130 years, and I think she loves the school, and she must have, because she's the wife of the first headmaster.
Do you think we can somehow communicate with her? Just, I don't know, ask, maybe you know
I
any...
I think you should try.
Yeah? Do you know when any you... rituals of how can we do this?
At night.
Should we do the game of the glass and like call for the spirits in some way? Do you think that would be safe to call on her?
I think it's safe. I think you should try and call her. Do it maybe tonight.
Okay, so I'm here with Anna. Say hi, Anna.
Hi.
We've heard that you had some like paranormal activity experience here at the school. Can you tell us about that maybe?
Yes, so I was sitting in the smoking area in a bench nearby the ceramics, and all of a sudden I was really chill, but someone knocked on the window and I looked behind me and it was just a dark window, no one was there, no light, nothing.
That's so creepy. Was it from the inside somebody was knocking?
Yes.
Oh my God.
And I look inside the window and no one was there. That's it was
so
crazy.
Creepy.
So I think I run to Sam and Nikolai and I found them. And we say, okay, we're going to go inside and see if someone is there, because we thought someone would be there. And we looked and no one was there.
That is insane. Shit. I'm afraid to be in ceramics now.
Yeah, yeah. Don't go there in the nighttime, no. Please. Not safe.
So I'm sitting here with Sasha. Say hi, please.
Hello.
And we've heard rumors that you've heard like something creepy going on in your room. Or can you tell us a bit more about that?
Okay, so Sarah and I, we were sleeping on the bed, and then my bed is facing the bathroom, and then the light just switched on automatically.
That's so creepy.
Yeah, and then I swear I'm not really religious, but I was praying to so many gods at that time.
Because you got so scared?
Yes, I was like,
shit.
Please don't do something stupid
don't
to
do
it.
Anything.
And I was yelling, what the fuck? And then Sarah was still sleeping at that time.
She was? She didn't wake up?
No, she didn't.
It's so creepy. Oh my
but
God.
But I would say that it's really friendly ghost, because like the guest just came in and say hello to me and then left.
Yeah,
afterwards.
Okay.
Yeah.
But you also said something about like walking in the aisles. Maybe you felt something.
Oh yeah, sometimes when I'm walking alone midnight, I feel like someone is following me.
That's creepy.
Oh my God, yes.
So are you a bit afraid of walking down the aisles alone at like night?
No, because I mean like I recognize all of the gods and I would just pray to them maybe.
Okay. They'll help you.
Yeah, hopefully. Oh, and by the way, I check about the bathroom like a day after that. And then I even see whether the mosquito can turn on the light, but no.
It's too small.
It was definitely a ghost, I would say.
Yeah, okay, thank you.
Okay, we are sitting here in 50-gang kitchen and it's a deep night outside. Let me check my phone. Oh, it's a 3 a.m. and we are here to start the ritual. So scary.
Yeah, it's really scary.
Okay, girls, so I found this ritual where we have a glass on a letterboard and we can light some candles. And then we can call on the spirits.
That's creepy.
Oh my God.
So what we're going to do is that we all have a forefinger on the glass.
Yeah.
Put your finger on the glass.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then we're going to see if it's telling us something.
Yeah. Moving. If it's spilling something.
Yeah.
On the lid.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's really creepy. And I've heard that if we do this ritual, you have to find a prayer that somehow relates to the ghost you're trying to contact. So I found a good prayer because we've heard that the ghost has good intentions from everybody.
For sure.
Yeah. So should we try and say the prayer?
Yes.
Yeah.
Can you hold my hand, please?
Yeah. Okay. So I'll just start and we all have our finger on the glass. Yeah. Okay. I come to you, refugee, with joy for you, shelter me against the attack of the devil. Protect me, O Lord, from the craftiness of the enemy and save me from the evil plots.
Oh, fuck, it's starting moving.
It's really moving.
Oh, fuck, God, this is so creepy.
Are you moving it?
No.
No,
what the fuck? God.
Oh, is that I think it's on C. Is that C?
Yeah. Look
what
like
the fuck?
See?
Oh my God, this is so creepy.
Oh, I think it's L. The next one is L.
Oh, what the fuck?
Do I see an A?
An A?
Is that an A?
I don't even know like how to react to this. This is so fucking creepy.
Just continue looking.
Wait, is that Y?
Oh. Is it clay then?
What? Clay? What does that like?
Ceramics!
Okay, so now we're in ceramics. And we're whispering because it's night. What time is it, Daya?
4:30 now.
Yeah. And we're really scared and it's really dark outside. How are you feeling, Tiril?
I have a strange feeling inside, to be honest.
It's strange to be in ceramics at night, not in the morning light.
Yeah, and when we've been talking so much about ghosts for like a couple of weeks, it's really scary to
and
be
there.
Yeah.
Is so many faces staring at you, so you
and it's insecure. Also a bit cold here.
Yeah, oh. And I feel like a chill comes in like quite often.
Yeah.
You get like
goosebumps.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes, and the graveyard from the window, it's a bit creepy.
Yeah, that's really. We can look out onto the graveyard our school is built on, so that's also that sets the tone. I feel like. Yes.
Did you see that? Was the door opening? Did you hear anything?
I feel like maybe we should go check. Maybe someone's awake now. I don't know. Who would be awake?
Okay, we're
gonna
check.
We go check?
Yeah.
Okay.